Welcome to the Next Level Leaders Podcast with me, Dr. Joseph Walker. This podcast is designed to offer strategies in moving vision to reality. Leaders can expect to be mentored, inspired, challenged to succeed at the next level. So prepare to be exposed, empowered, and equipped for excellence. Thank you for connecting and allowing this space to become an opportunity for growth and collaborative learning. Now, let's go on this journey together and spark the change we wish to see in ourselves, our teams, and the world. Hi, I'm Dr. Joseph Walker, and thank you so much for tuning in to another edition of Next Level Leader Podcast. I'm so excited to have you connected today, and make no mistake about it, this is the place we come every single week to grow, to be inspired, to get practical tools that can help us become better leaders. I'm thankful for you, wherever you're tuned in. Thank you for being a part of this community. And if you're locked in on Next Level Leader, it means you're serious about leadership. It means these strategies that I drop every single week are blessing your life. This is my seed into the earth for you. I want to thank you so much for just connecting, being a part. It means a lot. And just know that I appreciate you so much. I don't take it for granted. And I just thank you so much for supporting. And of course, I would love to connect with you. If you are a first-time listener and you're not following me, make sure you do it right now. Follow me on Instagram at JosephWalker3. Make sure you connect with me there. Let me know how the podcast is blessing your life. Also, I would love to make sure you get my books and content. I've written quite a few books and they're out there at josephwalker3.org. I'd love for you to get them. Let them bless your life. And also, I'm telling you, man, I really would love to let you know when I'll be in your city. I would love to facilitate workshops and conferences for you. josephwalker3.org. You can reach out to us there. I have a book club. And man, it's called Next Level Leader Book Club. And I'm sharing it because readers are leaders. And this book club is growing. It's one of the fastest growing book clubs in the country. Want you to be a part of it. All you got to do is text the word book club to 78228. I really would appreciate if you would do that. Thank you so much for just supporting it. And know that I appreciate you so much, so very, very much. I also would like you to go to my wife and I's YouTube page. It's called Our Life, Our Journey, Our Truth. That would mean a lot if you did. And I truly would appreciate that. So make sure you do it and know that I would truly appreciate just an opportunity to pour into your life, and my wife would as well. Make sure you subscribe, like, share. We talk about marriage, purpose. We talk about raising kids. We talk about, you know, vision. We talk about it all. So go over there and let an episode bless you. We drop one every Friday night, and we're excited about it. So today, going to talk about how to help your team soar. Woo! I want you to know something. This is your time to soar. And one of the things that I think is important, let me just say this. Everything rises and falls on leadership, right? And we've heard that before. I think that as a leader, your ability to galvanize people around a shared vision and mission, to mobilize them and to get them to move, really determines the efficacy of your friendship. More importantly, I think helping your team become who they're to become and to come out of a shell and to be better because you're leading them is huge. When you think about Michael Jordan's legacy, one of the things people talk about all the time is how he made people around him better. You just can't be a solo leader where it's all about you. You have to be willing to make the people around you get better. And that's a demand you place on them, and you help them soar. And I'm going to give you ways in which you can help the people who are in your core team or your employees or your ministry, your staff, et cetera. How do you help those people you care about and you love so dearly? How do you help them soar? Let's find out. Well, first of all, we help people soar because we set a clear vision. You see, we ensure that each team member understands the shared goal and then their role in it. The reason why some people don't soar is because they don't have clarity of vision, nor do they see their particular utility within the manifestation of the vision. You matter to the vision. Tell your team you matter. This is the role you will play in it. The reason why you're so significant here is because we can't accomplish this without what you do. So when you set that vision clearly and they see it, they understand the end game, they begin to tap into that vision, man, they begin to soar, because at the end of the day, people feel a sense of purpose,
Nobody wants to wake up every day and go to work and feel like your work doesn't matter. Your work matters. Your investment matters. Your time matters. So helping your team soar is constantly sharing with them the vision, making it very clear, but also showing them their role and their responsibility in helping to achieve it. Got that? That's big. I know, but please don't forget it. Here's number two. I want to spend a little time here. It's encouraging individual strengths. Recognizing each person's unique abilities and assigning tasks that maximize their potential. That's how you do it, man. You come to a place where you say, you know what? Everybody has certain strengths. And I'm excited about it. You have this strength. And I can assign you based upon your particular potential. I can single you out and say, you better. I do this all the time. Sometimes it's to the chagrin of people who may not understand what my motivation is. But I can see people who have that it factor. People that have a unique gifting and purpose and talent. I'm like, you matter to me. I want to get to know you. I want to use you. I want you to be involved in this or that. And I build from that. That's a big deal, man. So I want to make sure that you understand the importance of that. And so as we are encouraging individuals in their strengths, we also let them know that you bring a certain gifting to this moment. And I want to maximize your potential. I want to invest in you. I want to disciple you. I want to walk alongside you and make certain that you know how much your gift matters in this moment. So it's those kinds of things that truly make a difference. And so I really want you to hear me loud and clear, ladies and gentlemen. This is how you help your team soar. You have to encourage people's strengths. I see why you're strong in this area. Let's build on that. The best way to say this is if I encourage people's strengths, I don't highlight their weaknesses. It's so easy to highlight failures than to tear down people. But when you build people up and help them soar and say, you should do more of that. You should write more. You should speak up more. You should serve here more. That helps a person come out of their shell and that person begins to soar. Number three is about fostering open communication. Think about it. Helping your team soar is about creating an environment where everybody feels comfortable sharing ideas and feedback. In my book, No Opportunity Wasted, I introduced the term about moving from hierarchical leadership to collaborative leadership. And I talked about the importance of being in the circle and how important it is to have open communication to create environments whereby everybody feels valued. Everybody's comments, everybody feels that they matter in the team. Nobody feels like I shouldn't be in this conversation or I shouldn't be in this room because I'm not at certain levels. But let me tell you something. When you have an opportunity for open communication, man, you get some of your greatest intel from people you least expect. Sometimes a janitor can share something or someone else can share. It's just about creating a culture in your organization where anybody can speak up. Because everybody's equally as invested to the fulfillment of the vision. You can't segment this and leave a certain demographic of people out because you feel that they don't have anything of value to bring. That's not helping people soar. So then one person who says, I may be on this menial job, but because you gave me opportunities, now I realize I can do so much more, right? And that's ultimately the thing, helping people soar. It's helping them come to the realization that they could do so much more than they're doing right now. So that's why I foster that kind of communication, right? And then number four is how do I provide training and resources? How do I equip my team for tools and knowledge that they need? Well, you could bring Dr. Joseph Walker in to teach your team, that's for sure. Or you can find a workshop of 10 things that can help your team. You can't go a whole year without providing some level of training for your team, some pouring in, some deposits into the development of your team. You have to provide these training resources because it equips people to soar. I went through my entire team and I said, tell me what kind of training do you need to soar in your area? I want to find it. We want to find the workshops and seminars to send people to so they can get better. Because watch this, when they get better, your organization gets better. When they soar, you begin to soar. And so I think that's how it's important to really lay this out and understand, because when you begin to provide this training and resources to people, man, your team gets sharper and sharper and they begin to excel in ways in which you've never imagined. So you got to help them soar, man. You got to create opportunities for them to grow. You got to put them in spaces to win. How about sharing this podcast with everybody on your team. How about saying, hey guys, I want to give you a gift. Free podcast downloaded right now. I want everybody to listen to them. We'll talk about the episodes. Everything that Dr. Walker shares, we'll talk about it as our team and our staff and make it its own thing. You can do that. That's how you grow your team. Because when you invest in somebody getting better, that person will constantly be invested in making certain that the vision God gave you gets better. I hope that helped a whole lot, right? So here's the other thing. Listen carefully. Number five, celebrate big wins, big and small. I talked about this a few weeks back, like celebrating the small wins, but celebrate everything. The big wins, the small wins. I mean, really get to a point where you recognize the achievements of your team and boost their morale. And it reinforces positive behavior. Hey, I noticed how well you did on that project. Hey, I noticed how well you've been doing in your area. And you keep promoting that and building morale and letting people know you matter and we appreciate you. Anybody who is of any, you know, notability, worth, value, whatever, will tell you they love feeling valued. They love feeling appreciated. I'd rather people feel appreciated than tolerated. So it's so important to celebrate the wins that you get. And you'll get them, the small ones, the big ones, but celebrate them. Celebrate. Build morale on your team. That's what you have to do if you're going to help your team soar. Notice them. Pay attention to what they're bringing to the table. Here's number six. I'm sorry. I'm moving so fast. I want you to promote accountability. Because when I promote accountability, I'm enforcing. I am truly holding people responsible and accountable for their actions. I am truly saying that I want to make sure that nobody misses an opportunity to be great here. So if you're not, you know, if you're late for work, I'm going to hold you accountable. If you're not here, I'm going to hold you accountable. If you miss a meeting, I'm going to hold you accountable. I'm not going to let you fall into a dysfunctional pattern of existing in this workspace. I am going to hold you accountable. And that's a big deal. So if you promote accountability, you start establishing those clear expectations where everybody on the team is responsible for their contributions. That means everybody has a role to play. Everybody's putting in, everybody's supporting. And everybody begins to realize, wow, if I don't show up or if I don't do my part, I could hinder the entire organization. So you have to promote accountability. It's big, y'all. It's huge. So you have to make sure that everybody in the organization is held to a standard. What is that standard? Tied to your core values. You got it? Let's review, all right? We're talking about how to help your team soar because we believe emphatically that when your team soars, your organization gets so much better. So I want you to soar because you've got people around you who are soaring. And because of that, it's because they set clear vision. Be very clear. What's our why? Listen to me. If your why doesn't make you cry, it's not the vision. Man, it's that why, that thing that wakes me up every day. I want to be able to share that with clarity to this team so they can begin to see their role in achieving it. I did this back in Mount Zion Church in Nashville, Tennessee, where I pastor. And I had to share early on, this is the vision. Now, some people resisted it because they didn't see themselves within it. But I had to show them how they were such a valuable part of this new thing that was happening. And they began to embrace it slowly. And eventually, they embraced it all. Because when people see their role, their utility in the manifestation of it, they support. Number two, encouraging individual strengths. Finding someone and say, you know what, you're good at this. You're good at this. So I want to help build on that. I want to mentor you, disciple you. I want to see you grow better in this area. That's how a person soars. Number three, fostering open communication. Simply creating an environment where everyone feels comfortable, sharing ideas and feedback. That's what we're doing here. Making certain every single person feels a part. But then also, we want to make sure we provide training, man. Training resources, equipping our team with tools and resources to excel, to make certain that we are absolutely locked in on everything we need to be successful, right? That's a big deal. But also want to make sure that we are celebrating our wins, whether they're big or small. It's going to boost morale. Have moments where you come in and say, hey, this week, so-and-so excelled. We're celebrating it. Or we accomplished this, guys. Let's look at all of our deliverables. Look at all of our reports and see how well we're doing. If it's a small gain or a big gain, let's celebrate that. That helps the team know we're doing well, we're moving the ball. But then number six is promoting accountability, that everybody feels accountable to produce. Everybody feels accountable, right, to being held to a level of expectation, not just one individual, but everybody. So if I promote a culture of accountability, I hold myself accountable to the standard. Here's number seven, encourage innovation. Why is this so important? Because we have to allow space for creativity and new ideas to empower team members to reach higher. Sometimes the reason why our teams don't soar, because we're not embracing innovation, creativity. We're reverting back to old methodologies and standards. But let me tell you something. You have to date the method, but marry the mission. The method can always be flexible and fluid and change, but the mission remains the same. And when you encourage innovation, you're saying, let's figure out a more creative way to do this. I've done this even in our ministry around digital discipleship, trying to tap more into the digital space than I am the print space. So we took a chance and said, let's come off of these billboards in the city and let's go into the digital space, because that's where people are locked in on their phones and this and that. And so this is about the creativity, the new ideas that come forth from your group. Now, mind you, some people may not have institutional knowledge when they bring an idea. Some people may not even have an idea of how that one thing can impact another thing, but still give them the opportunity to share it. Still give them the opportunity to come to you and say, hey, this is what, you know, we really want to do. We think it'll be great for the organization. Don't shoot it down, but really give it a chance. You have no idea how it could help build. Innovative people around me, man, gives me life. The creatives around me gives me life. That's why I lead in collaboration. That's why I remain in the middle, because I always want people to know they can access me with creative ideas, because I am open to positive change. You got to change forward, ladies and gentlemen, and you got to do it. And that's how you're able, and that's how you are more than able to help your team soar. Your team is dependent on you, man. Your team, the people that you have hired, that you've been instructed to lead, they're looking at you for the model. And you have to be okay saying, this is where we're going, and this is why we're doing what we're doing. And you got to build them and thank them for the work that they have done. I hope this has blessed you tremendously. Nothing like helping your team soar. I've seen people who've come through where I am, and they have soared to new heights. And it makes my heart sing, because that is a testament to the investment that I made in their lives. I want to thank you so much. I do. Now, make sure you follow me. All right? Follow me at Joseph Walker 3. That would mean so much to me if you did. Follow me at Joseph Walker 3 on Instagram. Let me know if this episode or any episode we've done is a blessing to your life. And make sure you go to my website, josephwalker3.org. Get our books and content and so much more. We appreciate you so much. And I want to see you on the book club. Text book club to 78228. Be a part of Next Level Leader Book Club. Thank you so much for locking in today. Thank you for joining me today. And I pray your team soars, because when they soar, you will soar. Thank you for listening. Until next time, I'm Dr. Joseph Walker. Peace out. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's podcast. I want you to subscribe at iTunes, cpnshows.com, or whatever podcasts are downloaded. I also want you to follow me on Instagram at Joseph with you.